need to clean every day, Mrs. Reed. I can do a lot of it myself, you know.
A busy man like yourself? You don't have time, Father. And besides, a priest shouldn't have to clean his own room.
Oh,
you should be spending your time praying and giving spiritual comfort.
Well, it is the 21st century, Mrs. Reed. Men have come on. Men want to take their equal part in all the chores.
Now, who told you that, Father? Well, I'll just dust along the dresser here, and then I'll be off, giving you some privacy. Oh, by the way, Father Troy rang again. I want you to call him back.
Right.
Well, look at that. I haven't seen a pocket watch in years.
Oh, I came across it the other day. It belonged to my grandfather.
Oh, but you should be wearing a watch like that, Father. Very distinguished.
Well, apart from the fact that I don't wear a waistcoat, Mrs. Reed, it doesn't actually work. It hasn't worked since the day my grandfather died. 50 years ago, almost exactly, come to think of it. My father passed it on to me when I was 10. I took a fancy to it.
Uh-huh. And you say it doesn't work? Gold as well?
My grandfather had it commissioned specially, just after the Great War. A gold pocket watch, in celebration of still being alive, or so the family story goes. He was quite a character by all accounts, a notorious practical joker. Yes, he died before I was born.
And did you never try to get it fixed?
I asked my father that once and he just laughed. He said it was an omen that the watch had stopped and something about it not being repairable.
Well, I might be able to help you there. A very old friend of mine is housekeeper to Stanley Tim.